Ben Cameron is downstairs and he has Michael Walters. Ben?
Michael, we don't understand the pain that you're feeling at the moment. Explain it to us.
Yeah, I'm pretty exhausted. I think I'm pretty devastated with the loss. And all I can say is, you know, the boys fought on, and Hawthorn, you know, they're an unbelievable side and they deserve it.
Ross had you in for a long time. What did he say?
Oh, he just sort of went through the players individually, one by one, and not just spoke about the game tonight, but spoke about the, you know, the rest of the year. And you know, there's some boys who've grown over the year, and you know, there's some journeys there that where players, you know, picked up the pace and you know, and sort of got better. So there's a lot of learnings we need to learn, but you know, at the end of the day, we just have to improve and improve rapidly.
I'll send you upstairs. Brad Hardy, Peter Bell, Mark Reddings and Carl Langdon.
Difficult straight after the game. Son, where do you feel that it went wrong for the boys tonight?
Oh, you know, at the end of the day, it was just, you know, a few, you know, disciplinary reasons. You know, boys giving away stupid free kicks, you know, turnovers, kicks coming out of the fence and stuff like that. But you know, as I said before, you know, we're going to work on them. You know, we'll still go through this game during the week and see where we went wrong and try and improve as much as we can.
Michael, the key to finding another support forward to Matthew, have we heard any word whether he's going on again next year? Has he made any announcement to you players whether he will pull up stumps tonight?
No, he hasn't said anything to us yet. He's still in good nick, and he's still, you know, at the end of the day, he's still had a pretty good year. So I'm hoping he goes on one more year. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to him to decide, and I'm pretty sure he'll let us know in due course.
Do you get latitude, Michael, to pick your defenders to wheel and go and play on a lot quicker? The ball movement seems to be a little bit conservative at times, and Hawthorn were able to bank up a kick behind the play, and then you were forced to try and do something that really wasn't there at times, and that forced the turnovers, I felt.
Yeah, the thing with Hawthorn is, at the end of the day, you've got to move the ball quick because they've got a lot of defenders that fold back on you, and the defenders like to play in line of the footy, and they have a lot of players who sort of slide out of the forward 50, like Rioli and Pioppolo, and they like to get a few touches up the ground. So we have to get it on quick, otherwise we're just going to kick it at a contest after contest. So we had a pretty structured game plan going into the game, but you know, as I said before, Hawthorn's an incredible side, and they deserve everything they get.
If you're going to switch the play, Sonny, you've got to make sure you hit your targets, don't you, mate? You see what happens when you don't.
No, that's it. There's some boys, no doubt, in our side that will work on their ball distribution throughout the off season. But I've got to give credit to our team. You know, we fought on most of the year, and we're a pretty good side. We just need to work on the basics and sticking to it. So just hoping the boys back it up over the break and come back fitter and ready to go.
Two questions for you. How's your body? Are you going to require any sort of maintenance over the off-season, any sort of surgery? And will you be able to watch the grand final, do you reckon, Mickey?
Yeah, I'll definitely watch the grand final. Yep. The body's feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's just my heart, so I might need a new heart transplant. But, at the end of the day, you know, my body's in good nick, and hopefully I can come back fitter and hopefully slide in the midfield next year.
Any new ink work planned? I've noticed you've had a little bit of work done over time.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely ink work to come. So
good on you, mate.
A bit more to come.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, boys.